rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time." End quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, April 30th, 2014, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. And another weekend full of who knows what they're going to come up with this time here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in the control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Couple of program notes. Our guest on air today in the third hour is Sean Stone. He is Oliver Stone's son. You remember Oliver Stone from the JFK movie that really did a tremendous amount of opening the American people's eyes to the fact that this government basically lies to you about pretty much everything. And Sean Stone is going to be talking with us about 9/11 and what appears to be a growing population within Hollywood that is now willing to sort of tackle these issues head on and dare risk the wrath of the government, which, of course, I myself know only too well from 20 years ago. Now, on Monday, David Cole is going to be our guest in the third hour talking about this amazing documentary he made years ago, pointing out that all of the stories about Hitler's death camps, there are reasons to doubt the official story. Quite a few of them. And he did this documentary. He was forced into hiding for a long time because of the backlash by Israel against him. How dare you question our dogma? Burn the heretic! Burn the heretic! So forth and so on. We're also in communication with Nathan Folks, who's a producer out in Hollywood, and we're still trying to nail the schedule down. He's basically going out about why he thinks the Boston bombing was a false flag hoax, and of course we know there's a lot of information to support that as well. So that's what's going on. We've got a lot of very interesting guests coming up, and as we nail down the date with Nathan, we'll let you know what it is so you can share all of this information on your social networks here. Now then, it is the last day of April. Tomorrow is May Day! May Day! It's spring is here! Well, not if you're living up by Lake Mille Lacs in Minnesota, because they are dealing with walls of ice coming off the lake and creeping toward their homes still. Now that the spring melt is here, they're dealing with all of that huge amount of snow and ice that built up. They're flooding alerts all over the central U.S. And, of course, the carbon Nazis are out there saying, oh, it shows there's global warming. No, it shows that we had another record-setting winter with record levels of ice and snow. And now that summer is coming, it all has to melt and that water has to go someplace. But the carbon Nazis are already out there. They're writing all these articles and saying that absolutely human-caused global warming is the reason we're getting snowstorms and ice storms so late in the spring and so early in the autumn. And, you know, yes, we said snow was going to go away, but that was then and this is now. And you have to believe us and you have to pay a carbon tax. And they're still out there trying to sell this lemon to the American people. There are a lot of corporate media pundits who are coming out and saying it's time for this thing to go away. It's just obviously nonsensical, this whole human-caused global warming situation. But the carbon Nazis are still out there, trying to find some way they can convince you that they are right with their dire warnings, that all that happens on planet Earth is all the fault of humans and carbon dioxide, and you will atone by paying them carbon tax, buying their carbon credits, and allowing some global environmental authority to tell you how to live your life. And it is a spectacular failure. And the fact that they're still out here raising on this busted flush reveals a serious character flaw in politicians, which is this inability to ever admit error or mistake or change course from a failed policy, which is a flaw we are also seeing demonstrated by Obamacare, which is a complete and total disaster, both for its overt and covert purposes, and the White House still goes on that this is a huge success. It's the, you know, the shining star of Obama's second term in office. And when we carry that same flaw into U.S. planning for wars with Russia and China, it reveals a dangerous circumstance that they will persist with these planned wars with Russia and China, even though the U.S. in all probability is going to lose. And that is very, very dangerous. Now, real science, real scientists understand that when the real world does not match your theory's predictions, you go back and you say, the theory was wrong. I was wrong. Let's go back and start all over again. But the carbon Nazis, it's always, no matter what happens, it's human-caused global warming. Temperature goes up. It's human-caused global warming. Temperature goes down. It's human-caused global warming. It's raining. Human-caused global warming. It's sunny. Human-caused global warming. I have acne. It's human-caused global warming. And on and on and on and on and on. Now, turning over to the situation in Ukraine, the Ukrainian independence movement, and that's what I'm going to call it. The corporate media is trying to say they're pro-Russians, like somehow liking the Russians automatically makes you a villain for anybody outside DuPont's circle. But the Ukrainian independence people have seized the eastern capital of Luhansk. They're totally in control. And apparently they're not meeting a lot of resistance from the local police force, who seem to have this idea that maybe that junta in Kiev is not somebody they should be listening to. And in point of fact, Ukraine's acting president in Kiev, the guy who was put into office by force of arms when the elected government was overthrown, has basically admitted that Kiev has lost control of the entire eastern half of the country. And they're saying that the Ukrainian forces are absolutely helpless to stop this swelling independence movement over there in the eastern Ukraine. Now, meanwhile, of course, the U.S. is still out there with the bluff and the bluster and the war talk. They're trying to somehow mutate this unrest in Ukraine into a reason to get this war against Russia, or to be more accurate, against the Russian ruble, which is very attractive internationally right now, certainly compared to the U.S. dollar. U.S. is promising a powerful, sharp reaction if Russia crosses the border into Ukraine. Doesn't look like Russia's planning to cross the border into the Ukraine. I think the problem is the U.S. is looking for an excuse to cross the border into Russia. And Russia knows that's what's coming, and they're moving up defensive formations, they're pre-positioning field hospitals. They know the U.S. is getting ready to launch a World War III for real. Meanwhile, of course, we've got all this NATO aircraft are coming on over and taking up positions. We're being told, oh, it's just a war game. It's just a military exercise. Nothing to be worried about whatsoever about all these men and materials and weapons that are pouring in to threaten the Russians. Well, it's just a training exercise, really just a training exercise. Canada is sending fighter jets for Eastern Europe patrols because of the Ukrainian tensions. Article over at RIMF.com, more carry bullying, bluster, and big lies, and that's really what it comes down to. It is amazing that the White House and the State Department are still out there making all these claims and so forth when they have been humiliated time and time again by all the previous lies which stand exposed. But I guess these guys really don't know any other way to run a government. And they seem to be following a policy of, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And one really good one, we talked about this yesterday, where John Kerry came out and said the U.S. military will defend every inch of NATO territory. So don't you dare invade Ukraine, you nasty, mean old Russian types. Well, John, I have a little revelation for you, and it's sort of a reminder that you should have your brain engaged before putting your mouth in gear. Ukraine isn't part of NATO. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. They were in the process of applying to join NATO, but when President Yanukovych was elected, the process was put on hold. And that means Ukraine is not part of NATO, which means NATO has no business being there at all. And neither does John Kerry and the United States. Now, since I posted this revelation that Ukraine isn't actually a part of NATO last night on my website, we're seeing a bunch of articles being rushed onto the corporate media saying that, well, NATO has been cooperating with Ukraine, and Ukraine cooperation with NATO has been on the increase ever since, you know, those mean old Russians stole Crimea. But the fact of the matter is that under the terms of the NATO treaty, NATO doesn't have a dog in the Ukrainian hunt. We'll be right back after these commercials.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh, in the Adam Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when they open your eyes. Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh, in the Adam Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're still talking about the situation over in Ukraine, where the junta in Kiev is now admitting they have lost control of the eastern half of the country. This situation is turning into a major flustercluck. And Russia's ambassador to the United Nations is saying this is all the fault of this coup d'etat government in Kiev. And they're absolutely right. Now, the former elected government of Ukraine was talking with the European Union about aligning with them and talking with Russia about aligning with them. And the Russians made a far more attractive deal. And so Yanukovych told the European Union, we're going to go with plan B here. And at that point, the U.S. went in with all their covert overthrow assets, figuring they would just overthrow the elected government of Kiev, put in a new puppet regime, and all would be perfectly well, because this is a formula that the U.S. has been using with major success, such as Afghanistan, which actually turned out not to work all that well, and Iraq, which is not working out all that well, and especially down in Libya, which is definitely not working out so well. Remember what I said about the problem with the government is they will never admit error or change course? Now that everybody understands how the U.S. government is overthrowing these countries, and the people in the country are now starting to basically say, you can have the capital city, we're keeping the rest for ourselves, you'd think they would change the policy, but they didn't. Went into Kiev, and now we're in this huge situation, and it doesn't matter what Obama and Kerry say anymore, because everybody knows they're lying. The world understands that we are on the brink of a major escalation of what is already World War III, and it is all being caused by the United States. We're the bad guys, and I know you don't want to hear that, and I don't want to have to say it, but it is the reality. Apparently, in Kiev's independent square, Maidan, there were some pro-independence rallies which broke out into firefights. Apparently, snipers were once again shooting people. You know, once the U.S. conquers your country, you stay conquered. You're not allowed to break away ever, no matter what here. Now, the corporate media here in the United States of America and the government have started to recognize the fact that the American people aren't buying all of this Russia bashing. They're not buying that there's a legitimate reason for the U.S. to go into Ukraine to make Ukraine safe for American oil corporations and private central banking. They're not buying it. They're not getting any traction. And some of the propaganda is getting absolutely desperate. Now, on April 28th, the homepage of the Washington Post website carried a headline, "War is peace. It makes us rich and safe." Actually, what they said was war is brutal, the alternative is worse. But the content of the article was absolutely Orwellian. That, you know, if we don't go to war against Russia and China, it'll just be worse for the United States. And war makes us all rich and safe. Well, war certainly makes the bankers rich. And it certainly makes the weapons manufacturers very, very rich. And so when the Washington Post is saying the alternative to war is absolute horror, that's only from the point of view of the U.S. money junkies and the defense contractors. Remember, the goal here is to force the world back onto Bretton Woods and the petrodollar, and the absence of war means the collapse of their little Ponzi scheme, central bank system, and the loss of all the riches siphoned from the people of planet Earth. And for them, that really is worse than war, since it's not their own kids who will fight and die in that war. Very interesting article that really nails the point here. This is over in Global Research. Peace is the enemy of the U.S. military-industrial complex. To stay in business, there always has to be wars. Because if we're living in a time of peace and the Defense Department builds up stockpiles of weapons and ammunition, it reaches a point where the American people say, look, we've got more of this stuff than we're ever going to need. Let's stop spending money on new stuff. And that's when the Pentagon planners get together and say, we got to have a war someplace and grind up all this stuff so we can go back to the American people for more tax money to replace it all. It's all driven by the money junkies. And Eisenhower warned us this was going to happen if we let it. He was absolutely right about that. Article over at RINF.com, confronting Russia and China militarily. And the article is basically focusing on the imperial agenda coming out of Washington, D.C., and basically saying there's a bad case of overreach right now. And they're absolutely right. The United States is not in a position to fight and prevail in a conventional war with Russia and or China. We've had 13 years of war. Our stockpiles are drawn down. We're short of manpower. We certainly do not have the manufacturing that was a major factor in being on the winning side for big mistake number one and big mistake number two. These people who are planning this war in Washington, D.C., they're dreaming. They're listening to fantasies in their head about how great America is and how we always win wars, except for that little one in Vietnam, of course. And we're on this horrible path. And we have seen this behavior from the government, whether it's human-caused global warming or Obamacare. They can't admit error. They can't change course. They're caught up in having to maintain the illusion of governmental infallibility, because if the first time they say, yeah, we were wrong about X, the American people are going to start taking a much closer look at Y, Z, Q, R, S, T, and so forth. The U.S. government right now is hostage to its own propaganda. It's carrying the burden of 200 years of accumulated lies, frauds, and deceptions against the American people. And they dare not ever admit to any of them, or the whole house of cards comes crashing down here. Meanwhile, over in Syria, the hired mercenaries who are being backed by the U.S. government, they're getting weapons supplied directly. No more of these going through several other countries to conceal it. Now the U.S. is giving weapons to these hired mercenaries, trying to reverse the tide against them. And apparently, as part of their kinder, gentler diplomacy towards the Syrian people, these hired mercenaries are now hanging their victims on crosses. Now, the victims are already dead. They're not actually crucifying them, but they're taking these people that they're killing and they're hanging them up on crosses as a warning to the Syrian people, don't you dare support Assad. You will only support us, and that's all you're allowed to do. And for all the Christians in the world, this has to be an image that is not going to be supportive of the U.S. agenda in Syria. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. John in Chicago. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you been?
Doing fine.
I've been dormant for about 7 months, ever since Obama did his September 10th speech, you know, where he was ready to attack Syria. But, you know, recently things are ramping up. You know, a lot of us libertarians or whatever we are in the movement, you know, we go to RT, we kind of like Abby Martin, we like the truth-telling, but even if they're accurate on John Kerry and we're trying to find out what's going on in Ukraine, listening to your show and things, you know, they're still, every once in a while, they're doing a good job, but then they tell the official line for the Boston bombing and Sandy Hook. And it's, you know, it's so frustrating going, everybody's getting 90% truth. Alex Jones is going on his war again with Glenn Beck. It's actually pretty good. Alex is actually winning because Glenn Beck is towing the Harry Reid line on the rancher situation. But, you know.
Well, the Daily Show and the Colbert Report kind of softened up Glenn Beck for him, I think. We understand that there are a lot of the independent media organizations, especially the well-funded ones, that, you know, they'll put some truth out there and then they'll use it to sort of slip in a few more lies. Somebody once said that propaganda is like rat poison. Rat poison is 90% tasty food. It's that other 10% you got to watch out for. John, got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do... And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right to the phones here. Lee in Maryland. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, basically, Mike, I was calling about the this action I was taking that was taken against the NBA owner, the LA Clippers owner or whatever. I was just calling to say officially, as of yesterday, I'm officially done with all sports. Now, I'm a black male. I'm not a white person. I'm a black male. And I noticed in the past, the year, the last year or two, they've used, with this Boston bombing, every time, in the World Series, they try to promote this terrorism nonsense. They're using sports. The government is using sports to promote their nonsense. And I've had enough. This was the last straw. So basically, I don't know if a lot of black people will jump on a bandwagon, but the white people out there, this is what I suggest that you do. You boycott the NBA. Don't go to the games. Don't watch it on television and don't listen to it on the radio. And the NBA will basically say, hold on a second, we're losing money. We, we might need to backtrack here. If enough white people do that, then you'll see some results.
Well, that would certainly be desirable because, I mean, the dangerous situation here is that Donald Sterling's comments were made in private. It's not like he got out there on the floor of the basketball court and shouted this stuff to the entire audience. And we're all entitled to our own private opinions. And the First Amendment right to express them, and then other people have a First Amendment right to say, I think you're being wrong here, and that's how discussion moves forward. But they have really pounded on Donald Sterling, and I think it is more that he was talking about Israel's racism that offended the powers that be than racism that Sterling directed against indigenous minority groups here. But they have made a big deal about it. They were still going about it, you know, on how Sterling refuses to sell the Clippers, even though we can't go to the games anymore. And they're pounding it for political purpose, pushing racism for the midterm elections. And now we're hearing this very interesting story that coming out of this brouhaha about hate speech and racism, Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, is proposing a new bill which would authorize the U.S. government to employ web bots across the Internet identifying anything that could be categorized as hate speech and to have legal penalties for those caught engaging in it, which is basically criminalizing our opinions, thoughts, and expressions. And we know this category of hate speech by default includes any criticism of Israel. And so this is absolute government censorship of the Internet, and they're using Donald Sterling to push this agenda. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Basically, okay. Like I said, the last thing I'm going to say, I'm just calling on white people to boycott the NBA. I think that will have an effect. You have to do that. You have to do that.
I would say so. Don't buy any branded merchandise or anything. Absolutely. Send a message with your wallets. It's all that we can do that is still peaceful. Anyway, Lee, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and get back to the news. We're already seeing this whole issue about, oh, he was racist. It's leading to calls that the Internet must be policed for double plus ungood opinions and thoughts, which, of course, these recent memos that were declassified from the Clinton administration underscores the fact they were in a blind panic all the way back 20 years ago when I stumbled into this whole situation. They were already in a panic that Americans had access to information that was not being controlled and filtered by the corporate media. And they've been trying to figure out a way to deal with it ever since. And so under the rubric of we must guard against hate speech, they're going to start imposing filters, and they're going to punish people for having opinions. Now, I don't agree with what Donald Sterling said about blacks, and I think he had Hispanics in there as well. But he does have a First Amendment protection to have his opinion. And I have a First Amendment right to come out and say, Mr. Sterling, I think it's nonsense. And that is how peaceful political dialogue happens. But they're using this incident, they're trying to fan it up to this big crisis of racism and hate speech to push through this idea that the government can now monitor the Internet and punish people engaging in what they loosely define as hate speech, which will include, again, as I said, any criticism of Israel is always included on the list of what constitutes hate speech. Now, pardon me, getting back into Russia and Ukraine, we're seeing another one of these stories. This was over in Al Jazeera. U.S. to react if Russia crosses into Ukraine. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine says an inevitable, sharp reaction should be expected from the United States if Russian troops were to cross the border into the Ukraine. They're hammering that point really hard. And so my question is, are we talking about real Russians or Blackwater mercenaries dressed up as Russians? And I ask that in light of the recent New York Times embarrassment in which photos they published that supposedly proved Russians were in eastern Ukraine were exposed as a hoax. So we already know this government and the corporate media are prepared to lie to you about Russians being on the ground in eastern Ukraine, and now we've got U.S. policy saying the next time we catch Russians on the ground in Ukraine, there will be a reaction. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to send in some actors in costume, just like Adolf Hitler did to the radio station in Gleiwitz, Germany, to cause an incident, to justify an invasion. Hitler sent his own people, dressed in Polish clothing to attack the radio station at Gliwice, Germany. They took along a real Polish prisoner, shot him dead so the body would be found. And the next day, Hitler gets on the radio and says, Poland has attacked us in Gliwice. We must respond. Washington, D.C. is using his playbook, Dictatorship for Dummies by Adolf Hitler. They're using everything that's in there. Concentration camps, use of torture, lying to start wars, big spectacular propaganda events to motivate the people, and, of course, inevitably grabbing the guns away from the people. The U.S. government wants to go to war with Russia and China. And my opinion is, let them. We just don't want to go along with you. I mean, everybody in Washington, D.C. who wants war with Russia and China, let's send them a rifle, a parachute, and a day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA torture centers, put them all on an airplane, and drop them into Beijing and Moscow. And if they want the war, they can have it. But we, the American people, are sick and tired of all the lies. And we are heartbroken at all of our young people who have come back from these wars in wheelchairs or in cheap metal boxes with Chinese-made American flags draped across them. And we don't want to see that anymore. Not for a war that exists just to make the bankers richer than they already are. We've had enough. If the politician, if John McCain wants to go to war, send John McCain to war. If John Kerry wants to go to war, send him off to war. If Obama wants to go to war, send him off to war. Remember in history where national leaders led their own armies into battle, like Napoleon or Alexander the Great or the Caesars? We need to go back to that system. You want a war, we'll follow you into it, but you're going to be up there on the point. All right, well, let's see. A couple more phone calls here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to backtrack. Go back to that Sterling thing with the NBA.
Okay.
You know, I'm listening to a little bit of the story and understanding of it, but if you're talking to somebody in private in the stands and somebody has a tape recorder running secretly, you don't even know it, they take that and turn that over to the media. Now, I don't know about you. Isn't that a crime?
Actually, under California, well, see, I think California law, one person has to know the recording is going on, but it's definitely underhanded, and it opens up the possibility that Stewart was set up and that the person he was talking to, you know, was feeding him leading questions to get him to say these things.
Right.
We know that there have been more than a few politically unpopular individuals who got set up. They got the press people call it a mugging, where you put a recorder in somebody's face and you ask them a question to get a specific response that you want to use to demonize them. And it's a very, very common tactic here. But, yeah, again, this was a private conversation that was made public.
Right.
And again, we all have a right under the First Amendment to our personal opinions.
Yes, you do. You know, the other thing I didn't understand was they're using this term now, the NBA Constitution, which I've never heard. But there's an NBA Constitution, and evidently he's violation of the NBA Constitution, and these strict measures. I think, first of all, I never heard of an NBA Constitution. And the second is, if there is such a thing, they're taking that thing serious, more serious than our own Constitution.
Well, I think they're taking themselves way too seriously. It's basketball.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just, it's a game. This is not the real world, and it's not real life. Steve, I have to let you go. We're on a commercial break, and I'll be back. We've got two more callers waiting on the line about Sterling. I kind of like to move away from Donald Sterling. We've got some other things to talk about, but we will take the two phone calls when we come back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And hello, we're getting a little bit of an echo back during that crossfade here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Tommy in Texas, aloha, Tommy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for the call. That brother that was over, and I think his name is Lee, over in Maryland. I stopped watching sports a long time ago, but the reason why I knew about it, because I'm trying to see if there's maybe the government or there's something, maybe an undermining that, you know, since can take all these millions away from Donald Sterling, going to Clyde Bundy over in Nevada, you know, I wonder if they're trying to maybe set something up as far as conditioning some American people, saying that if they can remove a person who has millions, they can easily remove some guy who has just, you know, some cattle.
You raise a very good point, because I think one of the issues we need to look at is if this Donald Sterling can be fined $2.5 million and banned from sporting events because of his personal opinion. That's not America. That's not the United States. And it sets a very, very dangerous precedent where people will not be allowed through certain checkpoints because they don't have the right attitude or the right opinion. And it is a very, very dangerous precedent. And we're not talking about the government. We're talking about a corporation, the NBA, that is imposing fines on people for their private opinions. And, you know, it's part of the corporatocracy, and I think it's a very dangerous precedent.
So, yeah, that's just kind of, I mean, I was turning my wheels on that, and then I was trying to maybe, you know, they kind of blew that, you know, blew Clyde Mundy up, and then he's kind of went out a little bit, and they bring this guy, I mean, Sterling up, and so I'm like, well, you know, I think there might be something they're trying to set up. So, you know, I mean, also, I've been hearing also that, you know, there may be a raid or something like that going on.
Yeah, I've been hearing that as well. Actually, I'm going to talk about Bundy in a little bit. It looks like the government has succeeded in infiltrating the groups around the Bundy Ranch with agent provocateurs, and apparently they're causing such a ruckus that they're actually convincing some of the Bundy supporters to leave. And this is how the government's going to do it. Infiltrate from within and bring down, and it's how they play the game. Tommy, I got to let you go. I want to grab a phone call from Kyle in Philadelphia. This is going to be the last phone call about Donald Sterling. It's an important issue, but we got a lot of other stuff to cover about. Kyle, aloha. What's on your mind?
Well, I just think that this Donald Sterling issue demonstrates the difference between public and private entities. I mean, you know, this guy makes a statement which, you know, he had a right to make it, and it should be on the people to decide whether or not they want to go to his games or not. But the NBA can't risk the unpopularity of the people, so they take immediate action and remove this guy as quickly as they can and as forcefully as they can. Whereas in the public sector with the government, it turns out that they're listening to all your emails, all your phone calls, their approval rating is in the dumps, nobody likes what they're doing, and nothing is done about it. I think it just shows that they don't give a damn what you think about them. And when there's money on the line that, you know, is reliant on the people, if they don't have guns to come and take it from you, then you're going to see a difference. But in this scenario, if the government don't care. You can love them, you can hate them, they don't care.
Well, I think we've got a couple of issues going on here. First of all, the idea, both within the government and within the corporations, that when they want to take something from you, that they have an automatic right to do so and you have no right to resist. We're seeing that both at the Bundy Ranch and with the NBA. As far as the NBA's sensitivity to public opinion, yes, they very much are. This situation might backlash on them. Because pretty much everybody I'm talking to are saying they may not agree with what Donald Sterling was saying, but he said it in private, and it is his opinion protected by the First Amendment. A lot of people are saying the NBA was wrong to do what they did. But again, I think the corporate media is hammering this because Donald Sterling's real offense to the powers that be wasn't his comments about American blacks and Hispanics, but his mentioning that Israel is also discriminating against their blacks, and that, of course, is something Israel and the Israel Firsters will not allow. Look at how they just, the firestorm around Kerry for just saying that Israel might become an apartheid state and how hard they're pounding on him. And the other issue, of course, like we said, now we've got a senator who's saying, oh, we have to have government web bots, you know, patrolling the internet for hate speech to block posts that qualify as hate speech, which probably is, you know, anything the government doesn't agree with. Oh, you posted this because you just hate the U.S. government. I actually get that a lot in my email.
And then, I mean, who's to decide what is and what isn't hate speech? That's
oh, they reserve that right to them. And like the word terror, once they get it, it's just going to spread to include everything. Remember back in the good old days when terrorists were people who went around with bombs and blow things up, and now the government has 74 different definitions for terrorists, which encompasses better than 90% of the American population. Extreme Christians are potential terrorists. People who read my website are potential terrorists. And they'll do the same thing with hate speech. If they get this little law that says that they can patrol the web and ban hate speech, the definition of hate speech will stretch and stretch and stretch until there's nothing left on the internet except, of course, the corporately sponsored content delivery. They're trying to turn the internet into just another cable TV channel.
And Donald Sterling was sued 2 years ago by a minority executive in the Clippers organization. The NBA, he went to court and he lost. The NBA didn't do anything about it. They turned the blind eye. They turned the other cheek and didn't care. And it wasn't until a third party intervened and exposed what really was going on in that organization that anything took purpose. You know, the NBA isn't innocent in this either. They knew, you know, who Donald Sterling was and what he was all about. So to think that this is just some shocking revelation about the guy is ludicrous.
No, no. With all the media coverage this thing was given, this is being fanned up to make political points.
No, absolutely.
All right? All right, thanks an awful lot. Let's see, we're going to grab one more phone call before the top of the hour. Nosium in the Netherlands, aloha, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. I just want to make a real quick statement. And that is very interesting for your people and also the people to know. When did World War I started? And who created the word?
Well,
Wait a minute.
Okay.
That is the interesting part of it. Who created the word World War? So, I always say there is no World War because we are now at three. Who counts? Who counts? So, a World War, and then three. What is that? That is very interesting to analyze. You understand? So, I will leave it by that. You can elaborate on that, and I say to you and your wife, Claire, have a nice day.
Well, thank you very much.
And all your listeners, yes. And all your listeners, have a nice day.
All right, well, thank you very much. Historians continue to debate when World War I and World War II actually started. I know that in the schools we're basically taught that World War I began with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand and the sinking of the Lusitania brought the U.S. in. World War II is kind of centered around that Pearl Harbor situation, but the reality is that the rush to war began many years before, and it emerged as small little skirmishes and scuffles in various nations, and as they started to polarize the world and draw into two camps going back and forth. And if you read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you will find that all of these wars ultimately have financial motivations, economic motivations, and that's exactly where we are right now. Without a new world war, the U.S. economy is finished because the dollar is failing as the global reserve currency. Bretton Woods Agreement is cratering. Petrodollar is dying. And because our government and financial system got lazy with all of this unearned wealth over the last half century, they've forgotten how to really prosper a nation economically, which is to make good products other nations want to buy and to grow agricultural produce that other nations want to buy. So we're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment, and we will be right back.